Hello and welcome to Fake Radio Daily. This is the show that brings you the news from the fictional world while Geek Radio Daily is on vacation. I'm the person bringing the show to you today. I'm podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
I'm all about having fun. You know, get a couple cocktails in me, start a fire in someone's kitchen, maybe go to SeaWorld, take my pants off.
On this day in fictional history, in 1974, Apollo 18 mission is launched from Apollo 18. 1996, Jack Frost goes on a killing spree and is defeated when antifreeze is used on him. Get it? Because he's a snowman from Jack Frost. In 2012, the world comes to an end based on the Mayan calendar. Human civilization is devastated by multiple natural disasters, but a small portion of the population escapes in government-provided arcs. From 2012. Birthdays. No one important has a birthday unless it's your birthday, in which case, don't get too close to the candles when you blow them out. Only you can prevent follicle fires.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Rafe tries to broker peace between Stefan and Ted, and one just has to wonder, why? Who the hell cares about either one of them? Hope and Jennifer rally around Doug. You keep writing in your journal. We love it when you do that, especially when you narrate it in your Billy West voice. Abby delivers a special Christmas gift to Stefan. A dressed-up Leo willing to take one for the team. JJ frantically attempts to save Haley's life. She's also getting close to Stairs. Gabby and Abby finally face off! Wait, which one of them is Nicolas Cage? Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Hi, I'm Chris Jones, and I'm here to tell you about the Nerd Bliss podcast. As the name suggests, we're geeks and nerds. We love all the geeky stuff, sci-fi, fantasy, books, cosplay, comic books. We'll be talking about all of it. But don't let the name fool you. Fitness geeks, musicians, or people who live and breathe cars, computers, or even history. We want to talk to them too and have as much fun as possible along the way. Check us out at nerdblisspodcast.com and on social media at nerdblisspod. That's nerdblisspodcast.com and on social media at nerdblisspod. Come stop by and share your nerd bliss with us.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Fake news! Taking a look at the weekly world news from a certain point of view. The chork is here, and it puts an end to the East-West culinary conflict. That may be stretching things a bit, but this new kid on the utensil block is certainly proving a hit with diners. The chork is a cross between the fork and chopstick and has been designed to keep users of both equally happy and with much less clutter on the table. It's hoped that, much like stabilizer wheels on a bike to help learners to ride, it'll help chopstick novices to practice the notoriously tricky art of eating with sticks. The makers, Salt Lake City-based Brown Innovation Group, say the chork can be used as a standard fork for those that desire the precision and effectiveness the fork provides. Just grab the two sticks and hold it like a fork. For those who want to venture out of their comfort zone and try something new, use the sticks while joined together to practice with that trainer function of the chork. You will be a pro before you know it. Experts, meanwhile, simply snap the sticks apart for the full chopstick experience. Various testimonials on the chork website give the invention the thumbs up. One says, "That's great. My husband can use chopsticks with me and still be able to poke at the hard-to-pick-up scraps." Another one writes, "Hey, I don't have to fumble with chopsticks or ask for a fork." Sila Bajuram, MD of the Feng Sushi Group of Japanese Restaurants, agreed that the chork is a winner. She told Mail Online, "It's brilliant. This would be perfect for our Feng picnic box. Great fun and perfect to eat both salads and sushi with. Perhaps the next step could be to make them with biodegradable products." However, Gizmodo writer Casey Chan goes even further with her praise, claiming that the chork, instead of pandas, could be used to maintain U.S.-China relations. "While I certainly hope that the chork can mend some bridges that have so recently been tested by the current administration, I've always thought the splife would be the one to bring world peace. If not, we've always got the knife wrench." Authorities have confirmed that loud explosions heard across Nevada and California on Sunday morning were caused by alien ships from planet Gutan. The shots fired from Gutan's ships rattled homes and prompted a flood of calls from thousands of people to law enforcement agencies on both sides of the Sierra Nevada. Astronomers quickly claimed that the fireballs were caused by a meteor that entered Earth's atmosphere. But Weekly World News spoke with Dr. Susan Begley of the UN Panel on Extraterrestrials, and she confirmed that the fireballs were actually laser missiles fired from alien spaceships from planet Gutan. The Gutans are in the very first stages of their attack on Earth. These were essentially warning shots telling us that they are here and that we'd better prepare, Dr. Begley said. Luckily, the United Nations has been preparing for the Gutan invasion for the past 2 decades. Numerous reports flooded local 911 operators across both California and Nevada. But a fireball made the shades in the room shake hard enough to slam into the window a couple times, Marshal Collins said. I kept looking for earthquake information, but there were none.
Oh, when we found out it was from an alien ship, I grabbed my 3 kids and wife and we ran down to the neighbor's house because they have a bunker in the ground. We stayed there for about 40 hours. It was scary, said John Doblin of San Jose.
No damages or injuries were immediately reported. Sightings of the Gutan ships and fireballs occurred over roughly a 600-mile line across the 2 states, including Reno, Elko, and North Las Vegas in Nevada and the San Francisco, Sacramento, and Bakersfield area in California.
This was by far the brightest fireball I've ever seen, especially since it was in full sunlight, said Leonard Plotkin. After the flash, I lost sight of the alien ship behind a mountain.
Now we do have to ask, what did we do to irritate the Gutans? Would the offering of a space chunk help? Does anyone know? If you think you do, drop us a line and let us know how to calm things down with these invaders from space. And finally, terrified regulars at the Queen's Arms pub have been keeping their backs to the wall since they realized a randy ghost was stalking the bar. And it has become so bothersome that the exasperated owners have called in a team of Ghostbusters to give the saucy spook the bum's rush. Manager Christian Dixon, 41, initially believed the tweaks on her body were muscle spasms. She said,
One night, 3 of us were talking, and I mentioned that I'd felt this pinch on me bum, and everyone else said that it was happening to them, too. It can't have been a customer, as I've never had me bum pinched when I've stood behind the bar. It's happened to us all on a few occasions. It can happen at any time, night or day.
But it's not just staff at the pub who have felt the pinch. Customers have also fallen victim to the ghoul's roving hands. However, not all are offended. Ashley Bayland, 26, said she thought she had been groped after her encounter with the ghost. Customers have also witnessed chairs moving on their own, heard footsteps when the pub is empty, and seen plumes of smoke swirling around. It is even thought that several ghouls may lurk around the 170-year-old pub after last orders. Grasper, the not-so-friendly ghost, isn't just groping women. He also likes men, young and old. One Irishman was visiting the pub and quite enjoyed the little, "Pinch on me, Blarney!" Mrs. Dixon said baffled staff could not agree on the cause of the eerie goings-on.
Oh, we each have our own theories as to what's causing these occurrences. But whatever it is, it does seem some customers and staff love the place so much that they just can't bring themselves to leave. We've got a team of Ghostbusters set to visit in the next few weeks.
Grasper, the gropey ghost, your bum-pinching time may soon be over. Because when there's something strange in your neighborhood, bar, who you gonna call? The Grope Busters. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit us up on our website at geekradiodaily.com. Drop a review on ye olde iTunes. Check us out on youtube.com/geekradiodaily. We've got all sorts of cartoons there. And of course, please hit up the Patreon to keep us off the streets and in bars where we belong. If you'd be so kind, please send a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or you could give us a call and leave us a voicemail at
510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW.
And we'll see you guys the next time that we do.
I ate a whole bunch of fiberglass insulation. It wasn't cotton candy like that guy said.
Can I start over again?